President Trump, America Most Exceptional, Virtuous Nation in History. By Amy Furr on July 5, 2020. America is the most exceptional and virtuous nation in the history of the world. President Trump said Saturday during his speech at the annual Salute to America celebration in Washington, D.C. 244 years ago in Philadelphia, 56 signers of our Declaration of Independence pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to boldly proclaim this eternal truth, that we are all made equal by God, the president told the crowd. Thanks to the courage of those patriots on July 4, 1776, the American Republic stands today as the greatest, most exceptional and most virtuous nation in the history of the world, he stated. The president continued. American heroes defeated the Nazis, dethroned the fascists, toppled the communists, saved American values, upheld American principles, and chased down the terrorists to the very ends of the earth. We are now in the process of defeating the radical left, the Marxists, the anarchists, the agitators, the looters, and people who, in many instances, have absolutely no clue what they are doing. Our inventors, scientists, doctors, and researchers have improved the lives of billions and billions of people all around the world. Our brave astronauts planted the American flag on the moon, and America will be the first nation to land on Mars. All Americans living today are the heirs of this magnificent legacy. We are the descendants of the most daring and courageous people ever to walk on the face of the earth. This is the untamed spirit that built this glorious nation, and this is the spirit that burns brightly within the soul of every American patriot, he said, adding citizens would never allow an angry mob to erase the nation's history or trample on their freedoms. We will safeguard our values, traditions, customs, and beliefs. We will teach our children to cherish and adore their country so that they can build its future. In regard to the coronavirus pandemic, President Trump said America had the finest testing in the world and had become the manufacturer on record for ventilators. With respect to remedies, we are now doing unbelievably well and are in deep testing on vaccines, treatments, and therapeutics, he explained, adding that there would likely be a therapeutic and/or vaccine before the year's end. We're very grateful to be joined this evening by Americans battling on the front lines to kill the virus. I just want to say that America thanks you, he told them. Throughout history, there were those who wanted to lie about the past to gain power in the present, he went on to say. Those that are lying about our history, those who want us to be ashamed of who we are not interested in justice or in healing. Their goal is demolition. He continued. We will not throw away our heroes. We will honor them and we will prove worthy of their sacrifice. These are great heroes. Let me also say a word to those in the media, who falsely and consistently label their opponents as racists, who condemn patriotic citizens, who offer a clear and truthful defense of American unity. That's what our people are doing. We want a clear and faithful defense of American history and we want unity. When you level these false charges, you not only slander me, you not only slander the American people, but you slander generations of heroes who gave their lives for America. The more you lie, the more you slander, the more you try to demean and divide, the more we will work hard to tell the truth, and we will win, President Trump said. The more you lie and demean and collude, the more credibility you lose. We want to bring the country together, and a free and open media will make this task a very easy one. Our country will be united after all. The president then spoke about the executive order he signed Friday to create a monument called the National Garden of American Heroes, an outdoor park featuring statues of American icons. We will honor extraordinary citizens from every community and from every place and from every part of our nation. Great men and great women. People that we can look up to forever, he said, adding that many of the names had already been selected. Later, the president acknowledged the law enforcement officers present at the event and paid special honor to the family of fallen officer David Dorn, a 38-year veteran of the St. Louis Police Department who was killed last month in the city he devoted his life to defending, he said, adding that the American people would always support courageous officers like him. And David is looking down right now, and he is so proud of you and he loves you so much. And thank you for being here. He's a great man, he's a great man, he told Dorn's family. President Trump then recognized the aircraft that represented every major military conflict over the last 75 years. And they've gone on to dangerous missions all around the world to take out enemy terrorists and bring our soldiers home safely. As you know, we've killed this last year the two leading terrorists of the last 10 years, al-Baghdadi and Soleimani. Killed. Gone. Over, he explained. Everywhere these aircraft have flown, they've rained down American thunder, delivered American justice, and they have fiercely defended every inch too of American sovereignty. The president noted, adding that Americans never backed down and only fought to win. Today, we thank God for the gift of life and for the blessing of liberty. We honor the legends of our history, the glories of our founding fathers, and the giants of the past, and the heroes of today who keep us safe, who keep us strong and proud, and who keep us free. President Trump then wished Americans a happy 4th of July and said next year would be one of the greatest the nation had ever seen. God bless you. God bless our heroes. God bless America, he concluded.